drought and the cattle industry. The beef industry has already experienced a number of difficult years that have been characterized by falling cow numbers and declining per capita beef supplies. There was hope, at least in the first half of this year, that this downward production phase was coming to an end. But the drought of 2012 has erased those hopes. So, where is the cattle industry today, and what do we know about the impacts of this year's drought? The mid-year cattle inventory report from USDA indicated that beef cow numbers had dropped by an additional 3% over the past year. Since 2006, beef cow numbers have dropped by 8% due to much higher feed prices and to the long drought in the southern plains. The 2012 calf crop is expected to be down about 2% and also is down 8% from 2006. This year's drought likely means that there will be further decreases in cow numbers over the next 12 to 14 months. The impacts of drought are just beginning to show up in some of the national data, but we do know the direction but not the final magnitude of those impacts. The cattle industry is negatively affected by feed cost and due to the lack of availability of forages. Higher corn and soybean meal prices have dropped the value of calves and feeder cattle that will eventually go to the feedlots. Lack of pasture is also causing some early movement of cattle. Since feed prices started rising in mid-June, corn prices have increased about 60% and soybean meal about 25%. Forage conditions have been horrible across the Midwest. At the end of July, pastures that were in very poor and poor condition totaled from about 82% of the state to 98% of the states of Indiana, Illinois, Arkansas, Missouri, Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado. There have been many reports of producers forced to feed hay that was intended for this winter's forage supply. Those producers are certainly hoping for late summer rain that may restore some of the pasture for this fall. If that rain does not come, then a deeper liquidation of cows can be expected. In the wake of higher feed prices and the uncertainty regarding forage availability, calf and feeder cattle prices have plummeted. Oklahoma steer calf prices in mid-June were $173 per hundredweight, but had collapsed to $138 by the end of July. How much loss of value is that? Well, a $35 per hundredweight drop on a 550-pound calf is nearly $200 per head reduction in value. If you multiply that across a national calf crop of 34.5 million head, that totals a potential decline in the value of this year's calf crop of over $6 billion. It's obviously still too early to count the actual damages from the drought, but this at least illustrates how large those might be. Reduced value of calves and the feed uncertainty will most likely result in further declines in cow numbers this fall and winter. National slaughter data so far during this drought indicate only modest increases in cow slaughter. However, most Midwest producers have had hay to feed, and that is helping them to avoid panic liquidation. How the drought unfolds in coming months obviously will also influence how much cow liquidation occurs. More rain, and thus more grass, will tend to reduce liquidation. Continued drought obviously will increase fall and winter cow culling. The largest negative financial impacts of the drought will be felt by the cow-calf producers and by feedlot managers who did not have feed prices locked in at lower spring levels. Assuming most large feedlots are primarily hedged on feed and perhaps on feeding margins, this means that moderate and small-size family feedlots are the primary category that have suffered large losses. Some of those family farms may also have large losses from crops, especially if they did not have crop insurance, and thus could be in financial difficulty. The message for cow-calf producers is to hold on to the cows, if possible. The short-term losses of the next 12 to 14 months will be replaced by large profits in late 2013, 2014, and 2015. These anticipated golden days are based on continued reductions in per capita beef supplies, which will mean higher and higher retail beef prices. Also, they're based on a return to more normal crops in 2013 and beyond that will bring down feed prices. And if these conditions exist, then we should have record high calf prices and very good profits in late 2013 and beyond. The problem for some producers, of course, that are in a weakened financial condition is that they have to survive the pain in the short run to secure the prize in the long run. The message for family feedlot managers is learn about risk management. Any thoughts of industry-wide expansion are now pushed off for another year, and that is till late 2013 when pastures are restored and free feed prices drop. The exception to expansion are producers in areas of the country that have abundant forages. For them, buying cows that have been sold that are going to be sold this fall from distressed owners appears to be a strategic move. For the University of Illinois and Purdue University, I'm Chris Hurt.